You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with this week's rant. Gentlemen, I want to lay the foundation for the topics that I'm going to be talking about. That foundation is courage and bravery. Now, as we all know, when it comes to bravery, there's a thin line, a razor-thin line between bravery and stupidity. Now, the reason why I'm going to be focusing on that as the foundation is because of a new shaming tactic that women are trying to employ. What is that? The phrase, men used to go to war. Now, as we all know, or should know, that phrase is meant to take a jab at men, saying that men have become cowards because they refuse to participate in a rigged system. Now, the first topic that I want to briefly talk about is a talk between Scott Galloway and Oprah Winfrey talking about the male crisis. When I've watched that video, when I watched Manosphere Highlights Daily's breakdown, the old me would have been pissed. Why? Because when you look at the panel of men that they brought on, first and foremost, the first guy that they let speak, a young guy named Max, you could tell that man had little to no testosterone. And of course, you had Scott Galloway, who is the quote unquote safe man that society wants to speak about male issues. I watched his videos. When he was talking to other men about the male crisis, he seemed more genuine. However, when he got up there in front of Oprah, he played the narrative. Blame men, tell men that we need to step up and accept a social contract that has already been destroyed by women in society and not complain about it. Accept your disposability, men. But when you look at that video, the original video, the first thing they did was turn the comments off. Why? Because they knew that the real men were going to go in and go ham. Oh, yeah, gentlemen. Oh, yeah. Once again, they made sure to pick the most spineless, hand-pecked men they could find and have them sit up there and be like bobbleheads, just nodding their heads like good little boys. Nah, 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 nah. Mm-mm. Ironically, men like that, women despise. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. But if you get the chance, sit down, watch the video, and break it down through your own lens. Now, the second thing I want to talk about is women using that phrase, men used to go to war because men no longer want to approach them. Ladies, you created this environment. Men have been explicit and most importantly, true about why they no longer want to approach women. But once again, women don't want to, they don't want to accept it. Oh, you're intimidated. No, no, no. Men have said on numerous occasions, we're not intimidated by you. However, we understand that if we're not that guy you want to approach you, the price is too damn high. At bare minimum, a nuclear rejection. At maximum, we could damn near face jail time, because all you need to do is say, oh, harassment. Then you can sit there and put a man's face all over social media. That will ruin him. But you women don't care. As long as you can get yourself a little bit of content to destroy a man by using clout bait, that's all you care about. Like a video that I recently saw from O'Shea Duke Jackson with these two OnlyFans girls. Yeah. Oh my God, this man was approaching us and calling us out of our name. Did you call the police? No. No. You wanted that to happen just so you could say, oh, we need a little bit of clout. That way you can go to our OnlyFans page. Yeah, ladies, you're not fooling anybody. Now, more and more men and some women are breaking you down. However, this is something that I found absolutely hilarious. Why? Because we here in this space predicted this years and years and years ago. You now have women openly saying that they're going to start selling box. Gentlemen, we call this. Now, that's going to be the focus of next week's rant. I'm going to go in on that. But yeah, women are saying that men refuse to approach them. Men have smartened up and said, yes, we're going to hold the line. We're not going to give you the satisfaction of an ego boost just so you can reject us and feel good about yourself. Yeah, right. No. No. But ladies, you created this society. You created this environment. The club scene, all but dead. Why? So goes the men, so goes the money. Yeah. You got women talking about, oh my God, we need to bring back men who used to do all of this stuff for us. Those men, yeah. Those types of men, dead and gone. Once again, ladies, social media was your best friend while simultaneously being your worst enemy, because you got exposed. The true nature of you has been exposed through social media. And while you thought it was a flex, men simply said, okay, we're going to adapt to what we see. This is the true nature of women on full display. So what are we going to do? We're going to silently pull ourselves off that market. And now, what do you have? Women constantly complaining about something that they wanted. You see, ladies, you got what you said you wanted. However, now you don't want what you got. And guess what? There is not going to be a reversal of this. We're not going back to the past. Oh no, the days where men used to serenade women. Yeah, one woman talking about, well, why can't men just do like men back in the old days? You had men with boom boxes out singing to women. You know what your modern women will call that man? Lame. Yeah. You would call a man who would do something like that lame. And you were posting on social media to get your girlfriends to laugh at that guy. Yeah, right. No. No. Now to get into the final topic. Women being attacked. Gentlemen, we've always said in this space that the barbarians were at the gates. However, we all know that a lot of barbarians were let in under the Biden administration. Mm-hmm. I've always said this. What do you think is going to happen when homegrown men, not foreign men, homegrown men say, you know what? I'm going to become a barbarian. As long as the right environment presents itself, I'm going to become a barbarian. That is what's happening in mostly liberal areas. Now, of course, we're talking about the girl that got attacked in New York. Many women have been attacked in New York. But this one in particular, I watched her video. And if you watch that video, the first thing you will notice, all the women around her, they freeze up. They instantly freeze up and start looking around. What does that indicate? That's right. They were looking for the nearest man to come in and protect them. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Full display. Now, of course, these are the same women that have preached from the mountaintops. We don't need men. Okay. We're strong and independent. Fine. However, when danger presents itself, what do those women do? Do they rise to the occasion and say, hey, we're going to fight? Nope. They shrink and they look for the first man to come in and defend them. However, ladies, that is no more. Mm-mm. Men are no longer accepting the socially imposed disposability. Men are now asking the one question that women feared the most. What's in it for me? Why am I going to put myself in possibly mortal danger for a woman that I do not know? History and the graveyard is full of men who jumped to random women's defenses and paid the ultimate price. Nowadays, men are saying, oh no, that's not gonna be me. My white horse, I've let that motherfucker go. My white armor, I've made a stove out of it. I am not about to put myself in danger, especially for a random woman, especially in these modern times where women have enacted all sorts of psychological warfare against men. Saying, oh, toxic masculinity. Oh, we choose the bear. Yeah. Men have said, okay, cool. We owe you nothing. But see, women, they only wanted to use that phrase toward men. However, now that that phrase has come full circle to women, oh, Men used to be so brave. Men used to be so courageous. Oh, where are the real men? And we all know anytime that question comes, where are the real men? It always comes with something to serve women. Like the other phrase they like to use, a real man, .. serve women. Ladies, this is an environment, once again, that you created. You created this. Men simply adapted. There have been so many men that have been falsely accused for just trying to help. Daniel Penny, anyone? Yeah. There was actually a woman in New York that was being attacked by a man, and a bystander actually shot his gun. And that woman had the unmitigated gall to say, I appreciate him defending me, but I don't like the way that he did. Absolutely ridiculous. But yet these women will sit there and say, oh my God, there are no men who will step up and protect us. Gentlemen, you do not owe these women, especially random women, any sort of protection. Nope. You don't owe these women a damn thing. But yet, they want to sit back and say that men should still accept a social contract that they themselves destroyed. Nope. But yeah, gentlemen, all in all, men are holding the line. They are. Men have said, nope, we're not going back. We're not going back. We're not accepting that social contract. Y'all have destroyed it. So guess what? Now that society is falling apart, yeah. No, we're not going back to fix it. We're going to let it rot, especially the men of Gen Z. Yeah. See, what they tried to do with the whole Scott Galloway and Oprah thing was bring on young to middle-aged men. They're already cooked. It's the boys. And now the boys have said, nope. The boys have seen everything. They've seen their female counterparts, and they want no part of them. But guess what? This is the society that has been bred. Oh, well. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think of the three topics that I discussed in this rant. Leave it in the comment section. And for you women and you weak-willed men who think that strong men are going to come in and fix all of this damage that feminism and weak men have brought to this society, you think we're going to come back and try to rebuild a society that openly hates us? Oh, no. You better understand this. And you better understand this crystally. And I do mean crystally, damn clear. The power that society gave you, which we all know is fake because it can only be backed up by proxy violence through other men, that is going out. feminism and the idea that women were going to be able to rule over men by enforcement from the real patriarchy, which is the elites, that's going on right along with it. Because now the everyday average woman has realized what they truly were. Puppets used by the system to extract from men. However, men have woken up and said no more. And we see the results. Society is crumbling, and more men are throwing gas on that fire. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am.